Today's sermon will be about the topic gonna be let's get into the boat. As we all know, that boat is without boat, this civilization world wouldn't have never made it. And there was no plane, there was no train, there was no buses, there was nothing. But we can see that people used to travel by the boat, right? There was no even big ship. There was no big ship even. So, since this is a new year, it's coming, tomorrow will be 2018. So I pray to God and I thought of preaching a little different message to my congregation and over here too. So and let us pray so that God can teach us and God can help us, the Holy Spirit can lead us. Lord, I'm standing here to preach your word. And I don't know nothing, but you know everything. And I need your Holy Spirit to come down and help us to make known what is going to be preached. Lord, help us to read this Bible. Help us to understand this message so that we may give you praise and worship all the time. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The boat is very important to travel one place to another place. When Jesus was in this world, we see that he used to travel by the boat from another place to another place, one side to another side. So Jesus talked about his disciples like Peter and Mark, and he said, let's get into the boat and go another side of the lake. But they never hesitated, right? They just jumped out in the boat and they just went to another side of the lake. But we know that when we get into the boat, we feel different kind of environment, right? How many of you like on the boat to, you know, paddle yourself? I really like it. When we go in the sea or in the lake, last summer we had a church retreat in New Hampshire and they had a boat. And some of the police people never got into the boat because we have no ocean there. Nepal has no ocean, it's all rivers. It's the second richest water in the world than Brazil. We have a lot of rivers, but there is no ocean. It's all the river goes, you can see all the fountains, water fountains everywhere. Because since this is a landlocked country, the middle of India and China, small country. So somebody, some people were scared to getting in the boat. You know, they wanted to put the feet in the boat and they were scared. But after all, they got into the boat, they were so happy. But they didn't know what is inside the boat. They didn't know how they feel when they get in the boat. Some people, they're scared to get in the boat. What I'm trying to say is, Jesus is in our boat. Many people don't want to accept Jesus. Many people don't want to receive Jesus as the leader of the boat, right? If people don't know how to paddle the boat will probably flip up, right? But you need to know how to flip up. So Jesus is our captain. Jesus is the captain of the sea, captain of the boat. So when we get into the boat, we have a different environment there. Amen? Doesn't matter what kind of circumstances does come. Doesn't matter what kind of sicknesses you have. Doesn't matter what problem you have. We have got the victory because Jesus is in the boat who will lead us to another side of the lake. Our life is transitioning now. Day by day we are getting older, our life is changing every day. Our mind is changing every day. But God never changes. Amen. Jesus was, he was, he is, and he will be. He will never change. So, we have the captain of the boat, so what do we fear? Amen. Let's get into the boat. 2018 will be the best of the year. Amen. Let us pray that God can strengthen us. God can help us in every way what we do. Let us forget about the fearness. Let us forget about the, like, where church is getting very smaller and smaller. People are not coming. Just forget about that. Let us worship God what you have. Amen. Let us get into the board. Let us have a different environment yourself. When we get into the board, that there may be 10, 20 people traveling in the board, but they have that different kind of enjoyment, right? Different feeling. This is the church. It's like a board. When we come to the church, we have different feelings. He might have different feeling, he might have different feeling, I might have different feeling, because that's the way God works personally. Amen? God works personally.
He works within us.
So this year, next year is coming. Today is the last day of 2017. Let us pray that for our family reunion. Let us pray if anybody has some problem with the church family. Let us forgive one another. Let us get into the board. Amen? Let us get into the board. If you have anybody, sicknesses, let us pray that God can heal us. God can strengthen us. Because He is the healer of all sicknesses. Okay, and then number two, I'm going to say, we are traveling the world. What is our destination? We all have a destination, right? The world, when we travel, we are not traveling just for nothing. We have some destination to go there. We want to go over there corner. We have some destination you will enjoy, right? There may be some big stone. Okay, let's go near where there's stone. Let's go near where there are trees. You know, you have a specific destination in our place. So do the Hebrew 11:16 says that, where is your destination? But it is, they desire the better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to call their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Amen?
The heaven is our destination. The city God has already prepared for us. Already has made us. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare the room for you. Place for you, then I will come back to get you, right? So our destination is to get to the where Jesus is. So our destination is so beautiful, very romantic, a wonderful place where we all gonna be. That is our faith, amen? That is our hope, that is our faith in Jesus Christ, that we all have a specific destination where we gonna be with Jesus.
So let's get into the board. When we travel in the board, there will be trouble. There will be problem. There will be different kind of storm will come. The rain will fall. Different circumstances will come. But still our destination is to be with Jesus Christ. Amen? That is our faith. That is our hope. And do you have a plan? Book of James 4:13-16, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I have a plan for you. Plan not to harm, but the plan to succeed. Amen? So God has already planned us. God has already given us our plan. So many people in the world, they are wandering here and there because they don't have a specific destination. And they are not traveling in the boat with Jesus Christ. And they don't have a plan. That's why people go here and there. It's like a balloon. You know, if you come, it's a balloon. If the wind blows this way, they go this way. If you come this way, the wind blows in the wrong way, it's going to be like this. People don't have a plan because they don't know Jesus as the captain. They don't respect Jesus as their God. They don't travel in the boat with Jesus. Therefore, people don't want to come to church. People don't want to do nothing good. They're wandering here and there. And people trying to kill themselves in the world. I see, especially in Boston, I say to all my friends, Boston is one of the driest spiritual dying places in the world. Because all the educated people are coming in this place. And I said, we live between big shaitans, I said, big devils, because we don't believe, you know. All the sophisticated, intelligent people are in Boston. And then they don't believe in God. But thank God we believe Jesus, amen? Thank God we come to church. Thank God we worship God. Thank God we love Jesus. Thank God we travel in the world with Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter whatever people think, doesn't matter whatever circumstances come, we travel in the world with Jesus Christ. And we are the happiest people. We are the healthiest people. Amen? So Jeremiah 29:11 is one of the best verse. It says, I have a plan for you. Plan not to harm, but a plan to succeed. So let us, 2018 is coming up. Let us our plan give it to God. Let God be first glorified. Let God first make a plan and we follow His plan so that we can travel together in the world. Amen? Where do you want to travel? And then we have a plan. Then we have place to travel. Like, I just put the picture over this because when we travel to some destination, we have to pack everything. We have to put the toothpaste, or money, or clothes, the winter clothes, the jacket, the shoe, whatever needed. We need to study the country where you're traveling, right? What kind of weather do they have? What kind of people do they eat? What kind of food they eat? Can I eat their food? We think many things. So before we go to heaven, we need to prepare ourselves for the trouble. We need to really get ready. What kind of place is that? What kind of necklace should I wear over there? So I want to read this verse, Psalm 91, verse 11. I want to read this verse. Please try to understand my English. This is not my first language, so I hope you are understanding. I'm trying my best. 91:11 says like this, "For he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways." Amen. Jesus will send us the angels of God to guard us wherever we go. Amen. Wherever we travel, he is with us. The angel of the Lord is with us. He is God. He will guard for us. No fear. Many people fear, right? When many people have a fearful life. Their life, I know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm going to seek. If I go to church, maybe some people are going to hurt me. Maybe I'm not going to be liked. People have so fearless. But believe that the angel of God will guard you. Where do you go? In all his ways, the Bible says, all your ways, he's going to guard all your ways. Right? So we are traveling with Jesus on the board, and we have a plan, and we are traveling together our destination, where God is. Do you have the route? Many people wonder, do you have the route? There are two routes. Many people don't come to church because they want to walk in the big route. In the broad way, not in the narrow way, right? And in Matthew chapter 7 and 13 says that there's two ways. One way leads to the hell, one way leads to Jesus. I travel every morning, and in the Davis Square site, I used to go to church in Somerville Community Baptist Church. When you go in the morning, you know the restaurant in the morning for the breakfast? People are lying from here to almost... I don't know what kind of breakfast they have. 10 o'clock they have to be lying in the church. They have to be lying, they have to go to church. But people are dying for the breakfast. And I pray for that area, Lord, why these people don't go to church? Why they are lined up here? And I want to tell you a little bit, one joke, okay? Chicken and pig got in fall in love. Okay?
Chicken and pig.
It's just a joke, okay? But try to understand. Chicken and the pig fall in love, and they wanted to have a breakfast in the morning. And then I think you know this story. And then they both travel to the American restaurant, a continental breakfast. This is a continental breakfast. And they want to eat the continental breakfast, and they shut down and they order. And eggs and ham, American eggs and ham. And chicken says to the pig, you know, honey, look at this. I give the eggs, man, so that everybody can have a breakfast. Okay? The chicken says to the pig, to his boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't know. But says, look at that, I have eggs. You see, because of me, people all can have a breakfast. And pig was laughing and looking at him. And pig says to the chicken, you know what? You didn't have to die to give the eggs, but I have to die to give the ham or bacon. Did you get what I mean?
Yes.
The chickens don't have to die in order to get the eggs, but the pig has to die. So he's smiling, I give the life, but you give the only chicken. You only give the eggs. So Jesus Christ died for us. He died for us. And it's like... pig die and give the bacon and you got your appointment?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I love that one because Jesus, the only one, Son of God, died for us. Many people came pretending as like God. They never died for us. Only one, the Son of God, the Jesus one, they died for you and for me to make the way to heaven, to prepare the way and to give us a life. Amen. It's amazing. I came from Buddhist background. The Buddha was born in Nepal 500 years before Jesus Christ. Still we have a temple, still we have his palace in Nepal. Many people, thousands of people go to see his birthplace in Nepal. And then we came from Buddhist and Hindu background, we never knew who was God. The only thing we were tortured, only thing we were forced to believe and forced to worship that God and goddesses. Every morning you get up and you were forced to worship the God and goddesses. Stone, a cow. If you kill the cow, you go to Nepal jail. 25 years you go to jail. Mm-hmm. It's a Hindu God in Nepal. Mm. You can't kill the cow. Mm. But nowadays, because of all these changes, some places they are killing, but still, Nepalese people don't need the cow. But I eat everything. Because I'm a Christian. And the first time I ate the beef was in New York. I came to New York and I was very hungry and everybody went swimming. Then everybody went to McDonald's or Burger King, then ordered Burger King, and it was so tasty. The first time the Burger King was so tasty. What I'm trying to say is that we were forced to worship God and God. We did not know who was Jesus. But Jesus called me amazing, and I know who is Jesus now. And I preach who is Jesus, and I know where I'm going to be. And we all know where we're going to be. Amen? Because we love Jesus, and we're children of God. Okay, many people don't want to travel this narrow way. You see the Broadway, many people enjoy life, but the narrow way is few people. I see in the church, we are few people. We walk with God. We travel in the world with Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay, I think I will finish soon. The GPS. Do you need a GPS? Many people are wondering because they need a GPS. Some people cannot drive without GPS in Boston area. If you used to put a GPS in your phone, you cannot drive. Because you have a habit of putting all the address. Right? The Hebrew 13:5-6 says about the GPS. Where is your direction? Before this come, it used to call Tom Tom. Before this iPhone come, they used to call Tom Tom. You know, and before this, that I know in 2000, before this come, we used to have a big map, right? Big book, and we used to see like half an hour way to go. With all the books, we need to take a look at where the address is. So we used to carry all the map in our books, but now you have everything in the cell phone. Just put the address. Even you talk it, 50 Bradley Street is going to give you right away. Imagine. The world is fast. But we God's people come here because we know the direction. Amen? We know the direction where to go. We know the destination. When you travel, when you arrive, they're going to put your flag right there. You are arrived. And I used to drive Uber like 2-3 years ago. I used to drive the Uber. And I have a GPS. The lady used to talk, you know, talk, run left, run right. And I used to tell them, this is my girlfriend. She never get mad. Because even though I lost her way, she's going to get please turn around. If I drive, my wife will be crazy. What happened? Why are you driving like this? But she never get mad. You know, turn around, please. You know? What I'm trying to say is, this place is the place God has directed us to worship together. And this is the place where we grow together, where we learn together, where we sing together, where we praise together for the glory of God. And we know the right direction. Many people are wondering. They don't know the direction. But God has given us a direction. And this is the final destination. I like it. It's a wonderful place to worship. The final destination to worship for God, glory, is more than First Baptist Church. Doesn't matter wherever we travel. May God bless all of us. And finally, I want to recap one more time. This is overall the message today. Get into the boat, explain that you are on the sea. This is all over of the message. And trust, faith, hope, love, peace, joy be filled in the name of Jesus Christ to all of us. Thank you.